Shalom Aleichem. Today we are continuing with the halachas of Mishloach Manot, and we have a specific question as it relates to sending the Mishloach Manot in a kli that is required to have tefillah done to it. For example, it's a metal kli or it's a glass kli, and you're sending the Mishloach Manot in that. Does the person who is sending it, does he have to tovel it? The person who receives it, does he have to tovel it? For example, if you're sending a jar, glass jar of candies, and the person receiving it is going to continue eating those candies for a while, does he have to tovel it before use? How about if he's planning on throwing it out after emptying the jar? When is tefillah a requirement, and who has to do the tefillah? We are going to start out with the publication of Rav Yitzchak Yaakov Fuchs. He quotes a number of great poskim in this regard, Rav Eliashiv, and also Rav Nevensal, etc., etc., Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and they say as follows: consensus view, somebody who has a kli, purchased a kli, and it's made of something that is obligated to have tefillah done to it. So we're looking at the material. For example, it's made of metal, made of glass, and it was made by a non-Jew. So it was purchased by a non-Jew, or is made in a non-Jewish owned factory, and he's using that for Mishloach Manot. Afsha machalim yuchu ala kli atmo, even though the food itself is sitting in the kli and it's touching the kli. It's really in the kli itself. It's not as if there's paper wrapping it, even if it's directly being held by the kli. Einam trichim la'atbilam b'mikvah. The person who is sending the Mishloach Manot does not have to tovel it. What's the reason for that? Sharei terem higiula ba'aleim atiti. Because it has not reached the ultimate recipient, an owner of that kli. So it's not incumbent on the sender, but it's incumbent on the recipient to do the tefillah. In fact, Rav Moshe Sternbach says that if the sender would do tefillah, it's not effective. That's what he says in Shuvas Van Hagos. It can't be done by the sender. It has to be done by the recipient. Even if the sender did it, the recipient would have to do the tefillah again. And continuing in this vein, another rationale, or explaining the rationale, when that kli is being sent, it's not considered a kli seuda. The getter of something that is obligated in tefillah, the mikvah, is something that is a kli seuda. And something that is simply being sent to somebody else, A is sending it to B, A is sending not a kli seuda, because he's not going to be using it for his seuda. It's a kli matana. It's simply holding a gift vis-a-vis A. That's what A wants to do. He's not going to eat from it. He's sending it to somebody. And accordingly, only when it is received by B would there be any obligation of toveling it in a mikvah. So it's not a kli suda, it's a kli matana, no obligation yet. But A should inform the recipient that it hasn't been toveled. You have to tovel it, make sure you tovel it. Now, what's very interesting now is when does the recipient, we've now said between A and B, it has to be B that does the tefillah, the recipient, not A, the sender. When does he have to do it? For example, if he's going to get this kli and he's just going to take the food out of it and throw it away, no tefillah is required for that. But how about, for example, if he is going to reuse it for sure, then you have to tovel it. But what happens if he's going to keep the food in it for a while? Maybe he has a jar of coffee, and you're going to use it over time. Do you have to immediately tovel it, or can you wait till you empty the contents out? And once you empty the contents out, then and only then, if you're going to continue using it, would you be required to do tefillah? So accordingly, vayachol hamekabel nahashias hamachalim bichtei bikli ad shiachlu. It is permitted for B, the recipient, to keep the food in the kli until the kli is emptied. So until he eats it, even if it's going to take a while to eat that food in it, the candies, even if it's going to take a while to empty out the coffee, that is going to be fine. But there are two requirements, two conditions. You should not eat directly from that kli. We want to avoid it being considered a kli seuda. So don't eat directly from the kli. If you have whatever, maybe cherries that came in a glass jar, don't eat them directly out. Maybe put them on a plate first, so to not make it a kli seuda. And in addition, condition number two is don't bring that kli to your table in order for it to be used, because that also would make it a kli seuda. So you have to consider it not a kli seuda. Don't eat out of it. Don't bring it to the table. It has to be simply something that is storing the food, and then you can eat that food over time. If you're going to throw it out, just throw it out. But if you're going to want to reuse at that point that kli, then there would be an obligation to tovel it. Now, just an interesting point. The Ramah Paskins brought it, right? The Ramah and Orach HaShulchan, etc., that somebody who has food that was in a kli, or even if you cooked in a kli that requires tefillah, but the tefillah was not done, that doesn't usher the food. The food itself is going to be permitted, but ach ein la'ochla mitocha kli. Make sure not to eat directly out of the kli. Doesn't mean that you don't have to tovel it. You have to tovel the kli, but if you didn't tovel the kli, that's a problem, but it's not going to prohibit the food. The food can be eaten, but just make sure not to eat the food directly from that kli. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.